Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I don't know about you, but my wit works best when it's in crisis. It seemed that way with the Israelites, too. Here they were, trapped, mountains on either side and the sea blocking off any escape. Even if there was an escape route, have you tried outrunning a racehorse with a charioteer whipping him on? No chance. So what did the people's spokesman say to Moses? Quote, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness?" Exodus 14, verse 11. No graves in Egypt. On our tour there, that's about all they showed us. The pyramids at Giza and Saqqara, the Valley of the Kings, Queen Hatshepsut's mortuary temple, the treasures of Tut, all fancy graves and the treasures found there. And I'll tell you this, in the end, all this world can give you is a fancy grave. God had something better planned for his own. Moses' response to the people, quote, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Verses 13 and 14. Then the Lord gives the command, quote, "Tell the children of Israel to go forward." Verse 15. Forward? You mean start swimming? No, Moses. Quote, "Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it." Verse 16. And there was the way. Isaiah calls him, quote, "The Lord who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters." Isaiah 43, verse 16. Say, Christian, do you feel trapped? No way forward? The enemy has you surrounded? Here is the Lord's promise to you in verse 2 of Isaiah 43. Quote, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you." Our God specializes in the impossible. Trust him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.